Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The search for Jesus continues with the intensity that a thief looks for a policeman. But the strange thing is, most people didn't know he was ever lost. They call on him, and he answers. He carries them through their dark hours. They sense his presence as they lay dying, and he walks with them through the valley of the shadow of death, leading them to an eternal home in the heavens which he pledged to build. What is this talk about Jesus being lost and rediscovered? The more recent quest for Jesus began in 1985 when a group of about 70 scholars, most of whom are liberal professors, met together to determine what Jesus said and what he did not say. This group called themselves the Jesus Seminar, a title which they conferred upon themselves. Question: did the 1970s or 1980s reveal some new research, some tremendous archaeological discoveries which brought into serious question the traditional accounts of the life and the sayings of Jesus Christ? No. From a scientific viewpoint, there was absolutely nothing of substance demanding any reevaluation. Actually, these individuals were not the first to call into question the texts of Scripture recording what Jesus both said and did. In the middle of the 2nd century, a heretic by the name of Marcion decided there were passages in the New Testament which he didn't like. So he made his own list of documents which he considered to be authoritative. Now this troubled the leaders of the New Testament church so much that they not only denounced him, but then took steps which eventually led to the preservation of the books which you have in your New Testament today. Then in 1926, the German theologian Rudolf Bultmann said that we must demythologize the New Testament, separating what he considered to be myth from reality. Bultmann worried a lot of people with his contention that there was little we could actually know about the historical Jesus, advocating that we concentrate on the Jesus of the faith. Existential theologians following Bultmann's philosophy have told us that it doesn't matter whether or not Jesus really rose from the dead. They contend that Jesus reveals himself in a sort of esoteric, mystical way to those who believe he is still alive. Those who believe that would deny that Jesus rose literally and physically from the dead before he ascended to heaven. The scholars who became part of the Jesus Seminar hold to the mentality of Bultmann and the existentialists, examining New Testament statements, then voting on whether or not they're factual. A book published by some of the men entitled The Five Gospels explained how they came to the conclusion that only 18% of the words attributed to Jesus were actually spoken by him. Who are these men, and how they came to this conclusion will be the theme of commentaries which follow. The group of men constituting this seminar are not representative of the entire Christian community around the world. Neither have they been appointed as representatives of established historical churches or groups. They are self-appointed men who presume to follow scientific methods in forging a new gospel, a very limited one at that, which is not the gospel at all. I, for one, would shake in my boots to stand against the bulwark of history and tradition and the authority of Scripture to presume to say what Jesus said or did not say. They remind me of the little boy who told his mother that he was 9 feet tall, the same as Goliath. And who told you this? Nobody, he said. I just made myself a ruler and measured myself. Yes, indeed. Sometimes people get just a little bit of what I'm saying, and they've missed the front part of the commentary or what preceded it. If that's you, why don't you go to our website and download yesterday's program and today's as well. Put them together. You'll see the whole. Go to our website at www.guidelines.org. Click on Commentaries and the date for yesterday and today. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines.